Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, for Anytime Fitness, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Michelle Bishop. G'day, Michelle.
Good morning again, guys. Someone's finally talking some sense, and I think this is one of the very first questions I asked Andrew Abdo on the back of the announcement of the 11-day stand-down policy, and that is about the player drain on rosters and player welfare. So the RLPA and NRL are in talks at the moment to increase squads from 30 to 38 players from the beginning of next season. Look, guys, this has to be almost a given considering the carnage we've been seeing, obviously, in the opening few rounds. So in total, they'll need 136 extra players across the entire comp to cope with the physical demands of the modern game. Now, these figures might surprise you, but already 80 players have been unavailable or in doubt for selection due to HIA issues, injuries and suspension, and we're only coming into round four. Now, under the new roster model, the extra 8 players would come from a supplementary list outside of the top 30, and that'll replace the current group of 6 development players. So adding another 2 players on the new supplementary list will be available from round 1 as well, instead of kicking in at around 11, which is the current situation. I'm not sure whether there's any sort of discussion to kind of, you know, rush that through, because it means we've got to wait a whole season. But one of the most respected footy managers in the game, Frank Panisi, has summed it up quite appropriately. He said, concussion is one thing, but the game is tougher than it's ever been. The physical demands on the player, it's a long season and 30 players just simply don't cut it anymore. Here's a bit of food for thought. The Telegraph's gone into a couple of interesting comparisons in terms of the size of athletes to 40 years ago, just to get a better understanding of why injuries have increased the way they have. So our greatest centre, Reg Gasnier, played at 81 kilos. Joseph Swali, he is 98 kilos. We've got Graham Langlands, a fullback, was an absolute legend, weighed at 78 kilos. Tom Trbojevic playing at 102. And one final one for you, champion lock Johnny Raper was 87 kilos. And comparing that with Isaiah Yeo is 106 kilos.
Great numbers.
So, yeah, he's sort of saying it's comparing the size of a car to a bus.
Yeah,
Mitchell
Pearce was heavier than Wayne Pearce was at his heaviest playing in the back row for Australia. Mitchell Pearce is a halfback in the modern game, heavier than Dad Wayne playing in the back row for Australia. They're great numbers, Michelle, to back that up. Now, look, what's happening with the Accor Stadium surface? All these concerts, the damage. So how much does it actually cost to get the playing surface back up to scratch? Because we haven't had a game at Accor this year.
I wonder what you'd imagine. I wouldn't imagine, but it is $1 million. So we've had Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran. They've really left a mark on Accor Stadium. The guys there have been working overtime to prepare it and have it ready and safe for the NRL season, because, of course, South has been on the road for the opening 3 rounds, Penrith, Sharks and the Roosters. That all changes. The first game of the NRL season for them will be played on Saturday night, the blockbuster between Manly and South. The NRL goalposts have now been re-erected. But yeah, so it's gone from a music centre to back to footy, and a big rap to Accor, because I'm told it's looking absolute treat. Great.
Imagine being the gym's mowing service bloke who got the call. Can you come and quote Accor? $1 million?
$1 million?
Yeah, okay. We'll lock it in. Just come and fix it up. But no, it's back, and we can see it this weekend. Proof will be in the pudding. Michelle, you're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals, and we will talk again tomorrow.
That we will. Nice, bright and early. Have a good one.
Good on you, Michelle. And Toro Recharge, mate, we said about football. Can they recharge? And just on Toros, I'm pretty sure they had something to do with the Accor Stadium. They're probably using the Toros out there, the best in the business. Brandon, you want to be Santa Claus and give away the Signet Boost Power Bank?
Yeah, why not? Panther George, I thought his text was great. Who met him at Tweed Heads and then caught up with him at
John
a pub
Summer.
In
yeah.
Southport. So Panther George wins the Signet Boost Power Bank. Vossy?
Troy's also come through on the text. My old man was at South when Sats was there, albeit he was only playing reserve grade. But my mum still raves about Sats, as he'd always come into the league's club after a game and go straight over and say hello to all the lower grade players, their wives and girlfriends, parents, etc. Some players were a bit too big for that, but never Sats. RIP. What a leader. What a leader of the club that he would do that as well. Remembering John Sattler today on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.